I've seen that pop up. I saw the hustle machine. I got it on here too. Right there.
It's over on the.
There it is. It's over on the front. Oh, there you go. Oh wait, it's over here. I keep pointing the wrong way. We're back.
Let me run down to the dishwasher. My cup's in the dishwasher. Here.
I almost grabbed my mug, and then I was like, "Nah, I'll get my regular Pellegrino. My fancy water is
cheers before we start.
Yeah, bam. Here we go. What was it? One time you said boop. I think it was boop. Well, we are back, guys. We are so excited to be back here to talk with you guys. This is something we like to do. Uh-oh, it says live now. I don't know what just happened.
It's live
there.
The whole time. Yeah.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah, same bat time, same bat station every Thursday at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we're glad to be back. Guys, if you want to join the community, we would love to have you on board with us. All you got to do is text 843-396-2104. Get access to, look at that, nice hat, Zach. Thanks, Carolyn. So you can text that number and get updates on when we have some shows coming up. Also, you'll have access to knowing when Hustle Machine podcast comes out. And we're very, very excited about that. We're recording a couple more episodes and then we'll release that. So we will announce that here, but you'll also get announcements of that on if you are part of the community. Sorry. Hiccup.
Are you drunk?
Yeah, this is not Pellegrino. This is
a straight vodka.
My kids call it spicy water. I think yours do too, right? They call it spicy water.
Yeah.
Spicy water. Anyways, today we are talking about how to develop talent,
and not just in yourself, but you know, trying to recognize talent like on your team. If you're running a team more than just yourself, and how to nurture that.
Yeah. Exactly. So. Let's just get right into it. I know we have a couple of things we want to kind of hit on. Jason, do you want to share a couple things?
This is like a no-brainer, but I think that people don't do it enough is find books that nurture you. Find books that nurture a passion that you have. This is like, I have dyslexia and I've spent most of my life not enjoying reading. I didn't like it as a kid. My mom read my assignments to me growing up. Like she like, if I had like to read books for school and stuff like that, I might read a little bit of it. But I remember many late nights at the kitchen table, my mom just reading the books to me because I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't want to do it. Like I had this huge aversion to reading. And that followed me a really long time. And funny enough, I found a book that I really liked. It was a recommendation from my girlfriend, now wife. It was Harry Potter. It was a very enjoyable book series to read. It was an easy book to read. And it was a fun story. And so that kind of ignited a love of books. So
Nikki's back.
Nikki's back. Hello, guys. Like today's topic. Sounds interesting. Yes, it is interesting. Thank you.
Nikki, yeah. we got to get you on the show to find out how it went with trying some different ways to interact with customers, clients.
Mm-hmm. Oh, developing rapport, right?
Developing rapport. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, with books, it's just I've had a long kind of struggle, I guess, with books. And I think like in college, I'm an English minor, which is funny enough, but I love learning and I love literature, but I've always had an issue with reading. So fast forward to now, Zach bugged me and bugged me and bugged me and pulled my teeth, just to get me to read a book. So like now we do like an internal company, like book thing. So like we'll read a couple chapters and then we'll meet and talk about it. But that is one thing that I can hang my hat on that has nurtured my passion and I guess you could say talent for marketing and business development. That's something that we do as a company. And I think that's something that we need to continue to get better at. And so I think Zach for that is pushing me to continue reading. And, you know, now we started reading this book at work and I have I have a stack of books that I'm listening to on my audiobook right now, you know, or on my Audible account. So, you know, it's something that I kind of have to like force myself to do. But every time I do it, I'm like, man, I got so much insight. I feel like I am learning something about myself. I feel like I'm making myself better every time I read some, you know, insightful piece of information. So I definitely say that reading would be one of my biggest things. I know it's a no-brainer for a lot of people, but for anybody who's in a boat like me, where it's not something that's just kind of come natural to you. And you know, I definitely think that that is a big one to do.
I don't even think it's necessarily, when you say it's a no-brainer, I don't think that a lot of people do turn to that though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that that is a no-brainer. I kind of developed more of a passion to read more. I heard a statistic that said that the average CEO reads 60 books a year, something like that. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, okay, well, I run a company, so I think that I need to be doing the same thing. Yeah. So I do listen to audiobooks, but I do read books as well. So I have a mixture of the two. And I think that you're right. There is a lot of development that takes place there that you learn a lot during that time. And I balance between just different things that I'm interested in. So I don't just strictly read professional books, but I think that's a really good thing to do. I also think another one is to go to attend conferences, either virtually. Now it's really easy to attend them. They are kind of expensive. They can be kind of expensive, I should say. But there's so much value that you get from conferences. That's something that Jason and I enjoyed a lot. We made a lot of good connections with a lot of great people, a lot of speakers. A lot of mentors that have spoken into us as far as being business leaders. We've had some really cool opportunities at some conferences that Jason and I both have attended over the years. And there's just something about being in an environment, especially with people who are all in the same boat as you. Because then you start making all these different connections that push you further, learn something new, and continue to develop those skills, develop those talents. I think that definitely a good practice is to focus in on going to conferences.
Yeah, you know, I have a comment on that, but I want to roll back real quick to reading because I'm just thinking about this. I can't remember the name of that podcast. It was the podcast that Drift.
I don't remember the name of it.
Dave Gerhart and David. I can't remember the name, the other guy's name, but I think they've since stopped it because Dave has moved on to a different company now. But Drift is a live chat CRM marketing solution software.
Yeah,
company based out of Boston, I think, but. They used to have this really great podcast and they talk about all these different topics. And one of the things they talked about was reading. And they did a lot of like book reviews and stuff like that. And one of the things that they set up for their company, even if you just have a small team, one of the things that they set up was a library for the company. Mm-hmm. So if there was any book that you thought would be valuable to your development, or the team's development, they would get it for you. And as soon as you're done with it, you put it in the company library. And there is a library of books that you could check out, take with you and read and grow. And it was deeply encouraged that you use that for your own personal development. And I always thought that was really cool. I tried to start that at the company that I worked for before we started this. And I think we had like 3 books.
Well, that was something
we started with nothing, but you know, it was
that was something that was a culture at one of the companies I worked for a couple years ago was a drive to read more. The lead team was always going through some books that they were reading, and there was just an atmosphere of always learning. And I think that that's kind of the mindset you should have when you're trying to develop these talents and finding different avenues to do that. Whatever we're mentioning today on this live, but it's an attitude of always be learning, always trying to learn something new, whether that's in videos. Nowadays, it's really simple to learn a new skill, learn a new talent, push yourself even further than you were already by just, simple videos. And like you mentioned, podcasts are really, really, really good one. I know for me, when I was first getting into marketing years and years and years ago, what does that say? Will Durant, the greatest mind of all time, must read as an entrepreneur. I'm going to put that on my list. I don't think I have that one yet. I don't think I've read that one. So whatever it is, well, I was going to go back to podcasts. Yeah. When I was first into marketing and all that sort of stuff, I'd be super happy having a library in the company I work for. I really enjoy reading since I was a kid. That's awesome, Carolyn. Yeah, keep reading. When I was early in that world of marketing, I was trying to consume as much as I could because it was still very new. I didn't go to school for marketing. I went to school. Jason and I have the exact same degree, mass media communication degree. So it was a broad spectrum of different things. Design was the biggest thing for me. I was a graphic designer and still am. But that's what I focused in on for years and years and years. But when I got into marketing, it was, okay, this is new. I enjoy this. What can I do to learn more about this? I started consuming podcasts like crazy. I had like an hour long commute one way. So I was in the car for at least 2 hours every day. So I could consume, you know, podcasts, books, very easily. Then it's a little bit more challenging nowadays to get that time, just because my commute is about 20 steps and I'm in my office. So
yeah, I remember that time in our lives, because you'd always be like, "Hey, I heard this. We should do this. These guys are doing this. I think we should talk about this." And like, it's like you were always like every day that it would like spark like a different idea. I'm like, "Hey, let's talk about this."
And I think it's something now that I have to physically tell myself to get more back into setting the time aside. Now, I normally do those in the mornings. That's usually a good time. When I work out, I'll listen to podcasts for workout or listen to audiobooks or whatever. When I'm putting the kids to bed and they're I'm just chilling in the room because I'm just there. I'll listen to podcasts. You can probably hear my son now. I would highly suggest podcasts, audiobooks, conferences. It's easy these days to push yourself further, to either learn something new or to push yourself further. There's so much content that's out there. Videos is another good one. YouTube, say what you want about YouTube tutorials, but they're good. I go to them all the time. Some people don't like them, but I love them.
I think when Lynda.com first released, which I think Lynda's owned by LinkedIn, it's like part of like LinkedIn now or something.
Do you remember that Lynda video where is that little kid? It says, "Look at Lynda. Look at."
No.
He's scolding his mom and he calls her Lynda. He said, "Look at Lynda." Anyways, that's what it reminds me of now.
Okay.
It's a tidbit.
Yeah, I don't
know. See, he knows.
So with Lynda.com, I think it used to be free when it first came out. Man, I learned so much stuff from that. I was learning video editing on that, Photoshop techniques. They also have like a lot of stuff like getting into like Google SEO and things like that. So I'm sure they still have all of that content in there. It's just through LinkedIn now or whatever. But yeah, no, video is great. But, you know, back on the whole conference thing, I think a big thing for people who go to conferences, you got to be in the right mindset, because some people go to conferences just to hang out, just to get a couple of days off work. They don't like do anything. They don't pay attention. They don't plan. And I think one of the biggest things for conferences is, you're going to one, find one that's going to give you meaningful insight or connections or whatever. But plan, because a lot of them have simultaneous sessions going on. And so it's really important for you to take a look at the schedule before you go. So I know in the past when I've taken my team, so I took a team of 3 1 year to a bigger conference, and we each took in different sessions, and we had a Google Doc. They had the same Google Doc that was open, and we would be taking notes in the same doc, so that after the conference was over, we had like a little mini meeting at work, and we were like, okay, what were the takeaway? Did like, is there anything that we could use here back at the office for this? And so I think pre-planning before you go to a conference, especially if you're going not alone, or actually more so if you're going alone, that way you can know which sessions to audit. And so you make the most use of your time. But I also think it's really important, and I'm speaking to the introverts right now, because extroverts don't think of this because it's just natural to them. But if you're going to a conference, make sure that you are trying to establish some type of connection with at least one person at the event. It could be going up and talking to a speaker after an event. They probably don't like that. They probably don't want to talk to you. They probably are thinking about something else that they need to work on. But
unless you're us, because we got invited to speaker.
But we did like won a bunch of stuff and like got backstage in a lot of these. So I think our case is a little bit different. But I always liked trying to make a couple of connections for people when I was there at the events. So like if I was in a session like second or third in the day, and I saw somebody that was in a similar session sitting near me previous, I would go over by that person and be like, hey, I saw you at the previous one. Hi, nice to meet you. Exchange business cards. And several of them I'm still connected with, and I still, you know, talk back and forth on LinkedIn occasionally. So I think it's really important to have conversation, to try and make an effort into networking. So, and here's a funny anecdote. I went to the...
You see that comment?
What is it? Nikki, I hear you, Jason. # introverts unite. It's more like introverts unite online.
Separately.
Online. Yeah, video off. There you go. But no, so there's a great conference series. I don't know if it's still active right now. But it was put on by Litmus. It was called Litmus Live. Mm-hmm. And I actually won a free ticket to that. Did some contests they did online and got to go. And it was awesome. Went up to Boston. It was like 3 or 4 days long. It was a great conference. Learned a lot about email marketing there. And it was funny because they did a contest every night, and I was away from home. I was staying out in an Airbnb. I'm not an extrovert. So like when they have like these like little get-togethers and parties after each night at the conference, I'm not going to that. I'm going back. I go back to the Airbnb, and I'm like, well, I got nothing to do until tomorrow. And so they always did this little thing at the conference where if somebody did something notable on social media, they would give you like this pillow, and it was just a black pillow with like the logo on the front. But at the conference, like people were just going insane for these, like people would do anything to get it. And they would post all these crazy things.
And well, it's like the Freddy's for MailChimp. Like they're coveted.
Yeah. Similar to the Freddy's MailChimp, to the figurines, like little storage diecast things. But,
see if I can point at them at the same time. Oh, okay. There we go.
And long story short, I got bored at the Airbnb. I had nothing to do. And so I made a website for the pillows. Went online, bought a domain for $15 because I thought, why the heck not? Bought litmuspillows.com, made a website for it. And that was it. And they saw it on social media when I posted it. And sorry, my son is... Hold on one second. They saw it on social media when I... Thanks, guys. I got some art drop off. They saw the website link that I sent on social media. They were like, and this guy, this crazy person, made an entire website for these pillows. I had like Photoshopped pillows and stuff like that. At the end of the day, I was sitting at like a table by myself, again, introvert. Oh, I hear your kids too now. So
yeah, my son's just waking up from nap.
Yeah. So I'm sitting at this table by myself. This guy comes over. He goes, Are you the pillow website guy?
You're the pillow guy.
Yeah, I'm the pillow website guy. He sat down at the table. And we ended up having like a 2-hour conversation. And long story short, I ended up working on his stuff for like 2 years, off and on, just doing projects for him. And, cause he needed a web guy. And so I got noticed and, it was a nice way to step out of that box and, developed a skill that I'm not good at, which is communication, because I usually let people come to me first because I'm not going to go walk in front of everybody and introduce myself.
But you and Nikki.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty simple. I mean, like you mentioned at the beginning of this.
Carolyn wants to see
the artwork.
Yeah. Okay. So here's my daughter's. She did I guess
is that supposed to be you?
I hate you so much. I think this is Sully from Monsters, Inc. And then my son did a color by number of a spooky cat. So, yeah, kids are home.
Love it. Break.
Anyway.
I think the last thing that I would kind of mention is just practice. It just comes down to practice. Yeah. One of the things that early on in my freelancing career, after I graduated college, was I kept seeing lots and lots of motion graphics that were out there. It intrigued me. I was like, gosh, that looks so awesome. I want to be able to do that. And I don't know if anybody's out there that has ever opened up After Effects with not knowing a single clue what you're doing. It's an intimidating software. As you get in there and you're like,
instantly get the sweat.
Yeah, that one and Cinema 4D, both of those. You're like, you open them up and you go,
Cinema 4D is miles worse. It's miles worse. You know, it's bad for sure. When you open up the software and you have to Google how to create new
documents. How to begin.
Like, I don't even know how to start.
Yeah. Oh, do you remember in college we had to learn Avid? Video editing software, Avid.
That was the and purple one, right?
Final Cut was, yeah, you know, kind of the new kid on the block. And if you sat down back then, it was so much harder to video edit than it is today. But I mean, you had to transfer the actual tape. Do you remember this? You had to transfer the actual tape, mm-hmm, and it was in real time. So if you had an hour and a half on the tape,
yeah.
it would take you a whole. Yeah, he said we could play the Linda video here in a minute. Yeah, we'll play it in a second.
Yeah.
But
Casey, yeah, Avid.
Yeah, Casey knows what we're talking about.
I know what we're talking about. It's awesome.
Avid, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. And then we had this professor. She was
had one semester of Avid, and then I think we immediately switched to Final Cut.
Oh, no. She made you learn it. Like, I remember I was sitting in that class, and she's like, you got to learn it. And I was like, I don't want to learn it. If there's Final Cut is taking over the world, Avid's going to get left in the dust. Now I use Premiere, but yeah, Casey knows what we're talking about. I lost my mind. I hated that program. And I don't remember exactly where I'm going. Yes, I do. All right. So when you open up After Effects and I'm sitting there looking at it going, I have no idea what to do here.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is I practiced. I sat down and just, at the time I freelanced and I said, yeah, I can build that for you. Somebody would say, hey, I need this done. And yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And then I would go back from that meeting and sit down and go, I have zero clue how to do that. Mm-hmm. And so there was a challenge. I faced a challenge and said, okay, here we go. I got to practice it. I got to learn it. And so I sat down and figured out After Effects. Now I would say I'm like an After Effects pro or anything like that, but I can get my way around, and develop some cool stuff with it. Actually, our intro to Hustle Machine I put that together for us. So
in Avid?
Not in Avid. Here's the thing too. I'm not even in Final Cut anymore. Like I'm exclusively Premiere. And the reason I am because I want to have the connection between all of my Adobe programs. And that was one thing I hated about Final Cut is if I were to export anything out of anything out of After Effects, when I went to go put it back into Final Cut, if I had to make another change, I had to go back to After Effects, render it all out, and it just took forever. But now I can just take the After Effects. I'm getting super nerdy.
I'm thinking about all of our listeners. I'm like, do they care about this? But I don't know.
Yes, they do. You take take After Effects file into Premiere, and there's no rendering. You can just make the edit, and it automatically pops up on your Premiere file, which made my life so much easier. Now I don't really do much with video editing at all.
I got my 2 cents I want to throw in on that. So I think when it comes to developing a talent and nurturing a skill and nurturing a passion that you have that you want to become better at, it's really important that you practice. I will second that all day long. I know for myself, I do illustration. I draw a lot. And I had always used one of those old Wacom bamboo tablets. It's like $79.
I had one of those too.
$79.99. Yep. It's like this big.
Yep.
The ginormous stylus that you draw with, had that for
the pin was always broken. My pin always was breaking. Like,
yeah, I got always a replacement pin, had to get replacement tips for it. Anyway, I had it for like 10 years, but you know, occasionally when I wanted to draw, I would draw. And about 2.5-3 years ago, I really buckled down and thought, I want to nurture this side of me. I'm very happy when I draw, I'm very happy when I do art. This is something that brings me joy. And so I pulled out my tablet, I would hook it up to my laptop, and I would draw as often as I could. And I kept doing that. And until the point where my tablet just broke again, and I was like, you know what? I really want to nurture this direction that I'm going. And so I bought an iPad, bought the Apple Pencil with it.
It was $79 to like $999.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but the point is you have to pour into yourself. If you want to be able to, if you want to be able to be successful in whatever area it is, if it's art, if it's podcasting, or if it's entrepreneurship, whatever it is, you need to first pour into yourself so that when that cup starts to run over, everything that's running over is running over into every area that you are trying to physically nurture. So you have to nurture yourself in order to nurture others. And so I bought the iPad and I sat down with the task to just draw every day. I burned myself out because I was trying to be too regimented about it. And then eventually it just became a thing. And now I draw every single evening. And when I don't draw every evening, I feel like I'm not putting back into myself. And we just had this conversation like a week or two ago. I was like, hey man, cause we talked about this on the show, recently. I've been super stressed, got a lot of stuff going on. Just like not in a really good headspace. And I reflected back on it. And I was like, you know, I haven't been drawing. I've let that stress pour over, and then start to empty my cup. into where I've got nothing, you know, I've got nothing in the cup, nothing to pour over. I'm not nurturing myself, which is art, and it makes me happy. I'm not doing it, and it's causing other issues, you know, throughout the spectrum. So I think it's really important that you practice and work on yourself, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. whatever it takes. You need to work on yourself in order to be truly successful about what you're passionate about. And then you also mm-hmm. within that, you need to be patient. I know way too many people who want to try new things or foster growth. There's too many people who try and foster growth within themselves and they're not patient enough. Mm-hmm. They expect.
I'm that way.
They expect I'm that way. Success immediately. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that way. Yeah. I was telling my wife the other day, cause like for you, it's drawing, me is playing music, and yeah. I have a natural ear for hearing music and being able to do certain things and play certain things. And, my wife, I picked up the guitar this past weekend and my wife was like, "Hey, can you play this song?" And so I was like, I looked on my iPad, found some tabs, and then played it once. I was able to start playing it. But I always get frustrated because when I want to learn lead parts and like all kinds of different things like that, I get frustrated because I'm not picking it up as fast. Mm-hmm. And so then I would set it to the side and like, ah, I wish I could play like this guy. Like, or when you try to learn like John Mayer songs and you're like, this guy is incredible.
Forget about it. You know, he's insane.
Or Dave Matthews is worse because the man's hand, I don't know how he can stretch. I've got big hands, but I don't know how he does it, but he plays the guitar.
Even Tim Reynolds is even better than him.
Yeah. I mean, for sure. Well, I think John Mayer is probably one of the better ones of our generation, but, because the man could play, it doesn't matter what style it is, he can play it. I'm getting off topic. But yeah, I think that to further what you said, it's be patient and practice. Put the work in. And if you get to the end of it and you're saying, like, I hate this, then don't do it. Then just don't do it. But normally, like... marketing is something that I enjoyed. Graphic design is something I enjoyed. And I just continued to put time into it and more time into it. So.
Yeah.
Do we want to roll that? Go ahead.
What is it? Yeah. Yeah. Try. Are you guitar or are you bass, Casey?
Me? Oh, Casey. Yeah.
Yeah. He's by having short, beefy Samoan fingers.
He's like, I'm not playing John Mayer. I'm not playing Dave Matthews. Yeah.
Yes.
But anyways.
You need delicate little fingers like Zach to play guitar.
I feel like I have Mickey Mouse hands. You know, like Mickey Mouse has like these giant.
Chris, play that video.
Hands.
Oh, man. I wish you would play it faster.
Grandma. Didn't you?
Linda, lick it, lick it, lick it. If you do something right, I'll just. If you get close, you can't even get them. You can burn your butt.
What's gonna burn your butt? You and Kevin don't listen, so I have to give both of you guys pawpaws in your butt.
But Linda, but Grandpa's gonna give you pawpaws in your butt.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
I have to. You don't want me to hit Kevin, or you don't want him to spank you?
No.
Why?
Because anybody wants to spank me.
Then I have to spank Kevin.
Look at Linda.
Like, forever ago.
I don't know. Well, that's what it came to my mind. You about spit your drink out. Anyways. Yeah, I think on that note, I hope everybody develops some skills and learns some new talents, push yourself further and further, and get yourself to where you want to be. And on that note, same time next week, Thursday, 2:00, same channel. We'll see you later.
podcast is brought to you by WinCheck Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.